Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Don't you feel better that Rachel Maddow and MSNBC are going to filter out the things that they just think that you shouldn't be hearing or you shouldn't have to think about or contemplate or formulate your own conclusions upon? Yeah, this is very, very interesting stuff, folks. Welcome to the program. Hour number three. We are kicking off hour number three, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. Glad to be with you. Glad you're there. Glad to be here. And the telephone number, of course, 949-822-7959. That's 949-822-7959. You can also head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. If you'd like to opine that way, you can send us a direct message. For example, if you have a question or comment for Denise Simon, we'll open the phone lines up at the bottom of the hour for telephone calls for Denise. But during that time, if you have a question or comment that you'd like her to comment on or us to comment on, simply head over to kylewarrenshow.com. That's kylewarrenshow.com. And you can send Kyle a direct message right there. Click on that, and you'll be off and running from there. Welcome to everybody on AM860. Welcome to everybody on KDON. Welcome to everybody on KNUS. Everybody out there. And the list is growing, and we're glad that you are spending time with us. We'll talk about spending time with people. Once again, good morning, Denise Simon.
Good morning.
Good morning. I'll tell you what, we were talking about the Houthis right before we went to break, but you were saying something very interesting about Pakistan. Now, you see these headlines about, a regional upheaval going on. Is this, in other words, has the fuse been lit essentially? Are we on an inexorable, if I can say that right, an inexorable path to a real war? Where we're actually involved in a big way?
Well, the conditions are building in that, but I can assure you that the Biden administration is not going to respond. That's just the way it is. So I would say that it puts pressure then on NATO or NATO members on what they are thinking and what they may do, which I would say would probably be nothing. The United States wasn't the only country that was shocked, by the way, with our, how we withdrew from Afghanistan. And it has put such a bad taste in everybody's mouth that, our friends and allies, whoever they are here at this point, and I would argue that the friends and allies are conditional here, they're fair weather friends and allies, they probably throw their arms up in the air and go, we don't want anything to do with any of this, for lots of reasons. So, I would say Pakistan could be standing on its own. But let's also remember, too, that Pakistan is a nuclear country.
Precisely. In fact, I'm glad you said that. I was just going to mention this idea that, this is why we're always so concerned about India and Pakistan. Right. And so now if Iran comes calling, the Pakistan government can say, well, we have nuclear weapons. This is not a good thing.
Right. And, I don't think that Pakistan would, be trigger happy in that regard. I don't think any leader that has nuclear weapons is going to be trigger happy. But you know, Pakistan is a country that is maybe a couple steps up from economically and as far as stability goes than Yemen. But, you know, these it's all becoming ungoverned space. I mean, we're building more ungoverned space, which is where the terrorists like to go and reign and rule. I mean, Syria has been left out of the conversation now for years and should not be left out of the conversation. So we have to look to, you know, other Muslim countries to see, you know, Saudi Arabia, Oman, United Arab Emirates. You got kind of forget about Turkey. I mean, you know, Turkey's hardly a friend to the West in any form. Kuwait, you know, Bahrain. it's a mess out there. I wouldn't want to do it. But no worries because Secretary Blinken, where is he? Oh, glad you asked. He decided that he was going to go over to Davos, Switzerland, and, you know, rub elbows with the elites.
And John Kerry.
Yeah, right.
And John Kerry. You know, somebody asked him about his carbon footprint. He said, don't ask, don't come up
that's
with stupid
questions. That's
yeah,
right.
But see, but that's how people perceive this. Again, it's the, you know, we will fly around and do whatever we want as long as we want, but we want you to, like, never travel because it's too much carbon footprint. It's that kind of mentality.
That's... I mean, there's an elite class, you know, if for nothing else, Ron DeSantis gets it right. I mean, we're being ruled by those that are immune and are, you know, elites, you know, Nancy Pelosi, John Kerry. You know, lots of them out there.
Yeah, and they just take it as sort of a matter of course. I mean, this is just how it's supposed to be. You know, that just goes against, you know, our own sort of egalitarian sort of, thought process here in the United States.
We have our own set of oligarchs here in the United States, and I think maybe we ought to start calling them that.
Yeah, if we were talking about Russia, we would use that term right away. Exactly.
Precisely.
Yeah. All right. Stay right there, Denise. Folks, we are coming right back right after this short break. More with Denise Simon, more with me, more with everything, as we're going to be talking about pretty much everything. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Sister used to be 3 years younger than me. Now she's 23 years younger.
You're listening to Kyle Warren.
Well, yes, Sir Elton John got the Emmy and the Emmy Awards a night or two ago. But looks like the Emmy Awards, they got something too. They got a record low rating. With an audience of about 4.3 million people, this is the total crash, it seems, of some of these award shows. There's no doubt about that. And a lot of times, of course, we could talk about the different, you know, the politics and things like that. And sometimes I'm wondering about the length of the shows too. A lot of people don't want to watch a show for 3 hours, this kind of thing. But at the very least, he does have the EGOT now, and we'll bring back Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. So it's an elite group, I suppose. And you know, at the end of his career, that's kind of a cool. It's a cool crown jewel. What do you think, Denise?
I mean, I haven't watched one of those award shows in probably 15 years, if not longer. I don't like, you know, when people award themselves, right. You know, and then they get up and they get political. So it's like, I'm done with that. I think I'd rather watch bowling on TV than that.
Or curling. How about curling?
Yeah, that too.
But I think you're right. Without the politics injected, it's much more accessible to a larger audience, you know, and that's unfortunately sometimes what happens when you alienate a large group of people. You know, it just doesn't work out that way.
And you know, you've got a lot of Hollywood types that are alienating themselves. They've pretty much finished with one California and two Hollywood, and they've left. They've gone to, you know, other states and decided to you know, live kind of a normal life. I mean, there's lots of them. So,
indeed.
I mean, there are those that are getting it for sure.
Well, talk about getting it or not getting it. What do you think about Rachel Maddow explaining to everybody that they won't broadcast Donald Trump because they can't broadcast untrue things? Are they cutting all politicians, especially Democrat Party elite, out as well?
I just wonder how many hours we would work to take off the air of Rachel Maddow on all things Russiagate.
No kidding. That's right. And, you know, it's almost laughable. But that's exactly what they were doing, and they were promulgating this, you know, conspiracy theory. It sounded like, can I use the term fake news? That's essentially what it was.
Very expensive fake news.
Yeah.
Very, very expensive fake news.
Well, again, you know, she was explaining to us, I guess, why censorship is a great thing. You know, you can't hear this and draw your own conclusions. You know, I think they're kind of afraid, and it's not because Donald Trump is trying to create an authoritarian regime to rival that of the Third Reich or something. It's that they realize that, wait a minute, maybe there's something going on here, you know, about the economy or about, like you're talking about, the world catching on fire. You know, this is the words that cannot be heard.
Well, that tells you that the media, MSNBC and CNN, because they didn't air Trump's speech either, Jake Tapper. And so what they're saying is, we're smarter than you, we know more than you, so we're just going to save you any kind of critical thinking or strategic thinking with what politicians you know, have to say. And we already know that it's you know, their values are very different than ours, and our values are more important than yours or theirs, and so we're going to save you from all of that, and we're just not going to air it.
Right, exactly. Again, just like you said, because we're smarter than you. Yeah, absolutely. Hey, can you imagine if Fox News said, well, here comes Biden again, but we're not covering any of that because, you know, he's just lying to you, or this kind of stuff. I mean, there would be a huge outrage about something like that.
Well, and you know, like Fox or not, they do air Biden, you know, whoever else. And sometimes they'll break away and say, we're watching it and we'll bring back, you know, whatever comments or, you know, anything in what they have to say is news. But for the most part, they, you know, they're trying to be fair and balanced. And I think in a lot of cases they are. We often don't like it when, you know, other networks are putting out there the liberal pieces and points and so forth and so on, but we have to know what those people are doing and saying and who they are, so we can watch them.
Well, exactly right. How else can you make decisions about things? Well, you know, getting back to the world stage, one thing that occurred to me that I wanted to ask you about was this notion again that Iran is trying to, you know, get something going, obviously, in the Middle East as best as it can. Now, what connection do you think could be there, not if not directly, but at least Beijing watching this kind of thing and then saying to themselves, really, the U.S. really can't, you know, fight a war in two separate theaters at this point. So what happens if, you know, the
Middle East? We can, but we won't.
Mm-hmm. Okay, good. See, that's why I wanted to ask you, because the idea is that, you know, if the Middle East really erupts, then Beijing can say, it's a perfect time. Let's go get Taiwan.
Well, you know, we often hear the United States can't be the world's police. Okay. You know, I think that we can't be exclusively the world's police. But I would say that we have to stay involved, and we have to find other countries, friendly or not so friendly, that says, you know, you need to step up your game. And, you know, when it comes to the Middle East, I would say, hello, Saudi Arabia, you need to step up your game. Almost everything militarily that Saudi Arabia has, they bought from the United States.
Right.
We trained every one of their fighter pilots. Every one of them. We sold them fighter jets. We sold them weapons. And as soon as, you know, Biden became president, he'd said, remember, he called Saudi Arabia pariah. And he quit selling any arms to Saudi Arabia. Why? Because they don't want any kind of escalation, or they, you know, they wanted to protect the Houthis and they wanted to protect Yemen. Well, it's, I mean, none of these decisions have been good decisions. So, you know, we are kind of back to a lot of countries in the Middle East look like Libya.
You know? Right. Right.
Remember what kind of a disaster that is. I mean, you know, if we have the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps firing on our embassies and our diplomatic posts, wherever they may be, does that look any different than Benghazi?
Exactly. Yeah, you got a great point with that. And, you know, again, but this stuff festers, and then all of a sudden it just goes boom at some point. And that's what we don't want to get to. And you need to have leadership. And also, you have to have some kind of deterrence. There doesn't seem to be any real deterrence. I mean, we've struck the Houthis now a few times. I was joking earlier, you know, next week this time we'll be saying, well, it's the 20th strike on the Houthi rebels.
Yeah, you precisely. Know. So why haven't we held a hearing? I mean, you know, Congress, either the House or the Senate, has the ability to hold hearings. You know, I would have said, you know, a month ago, we should have held hearings on all things Red Sea, on all things transportation, on all things cargo. Let, you know, why have there not been any of those kind of moments, you know, where you call in, not, I don't want to hear Tony Blinken, and I don't want to hear somebody coming out of the Pentagon, you know, that's sitting there telling us, well, the, you know, kind of sketchy and squirrely. You know, let's talk to the cargo companies that have decided, no, we're not going through the Red Sea anymore. Let's talk to, you know, people that are watching arms control that are not part of government, you know, like the Washington Institute, or, you know, even, you know, somebody coming out of NATO. Why don't we talk to some other people? Let's have some new faces and different kind of discussions. But why has there not been a real hearing, a real discussion that we can watch? Because cargo going through the Red Sea has been re-trafficked to go around Africa. And interestingly enough, the money that the cargo companies have to pay to go through the Suez Canal, they have to pay a toll.
Mm-hmm.
Well, where does that money go? Oh, Egypt. Thank you. Well, I mean, we're talking billions of dollars a year. Billions.
Yeah.
I think the number I heard was around $6
billion. Oh, wow.
In tolls. Yeah. $6 billion in tolls that Egypt's not getting.
Well, stay right there, Denise. We're going to come right back. Folks, we'll be back with Denise Simon. We'll open up the telephone lines. Kyle Warren with you. Stay right there. It's a great morning this morning.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
USA News, I'm Corey Myers. Winter weather making air travel difficult across the country. More than 1,200 flights are already canceled and 1,300 delayed. That's according to the tracking site FlightAware. The storm impacting airports from Houston and Chicago to New York. The FAA holding back some airlines to wait for the bad weather to pass. Today's flight disruptions follow yesterday's, with more than 3,300 canceled. Donald Trump easily won the Iowa GOP caucuses, more than doubling the 24% support he received in 2016. Caucus goers ventured out in sub-zero temperatures to deliver that victory for the former president, whose 30-point win was the largest for a contested presidential caucus in modern Iowa history. This is USA News.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com. And use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
And folks, welcome back to the program. Kyle Warren with you. And did you know, at least according to Newsweek, the Houthi rebels, as they're known, or the Houthi terrorist organization, they have one ancient F-5 fighter jet. That's what, as far as we know. Let's bring in Denise Simon back to the program. Good morning again, Denise.
Good morning.
So, have you heard this too? That they have a fighter. They have a fighter jet.
Yes.
Yeah.
And the question is, who can fly it?
That's right. I don't know.
And is it flyable?
This is what they're asking. They say, well, it may not be combat effective, but if, you know, but they have missiles. They have all this other stuff. So I don't know. Maybe just to add insult to injury, they ought to just blow up this fighter jet wherever it is and say, you know. Now you have no fighter jets, I think. But
I don't think it's a worry here.
No. It's not at all. It's not. I mean, just as a propaganda thing. But of course, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, the Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Don't forget to go over and check out all the great articles and materials that Denise has over there at founderscode.com. Well, Denise, it's the bottom of the hour. We'd like to open up the telephone lines. Let's go ahead and open up line one here. We got Mary in St. Pete. I think she has something she'd like to say. Good morning, Mary.
Hey, Hey, good morning. I have figured out an easy way for people to figure out how to vote. Go to the congressional record in January of 1963, read the 45 ways that communism can take over the United States, see if you agree with those, and one of those, by the way, is the destruction of the family as a unit, and we've all heard that several years ago, talking about that and getting rid of the police and all that, and see if you agree with that. And when you go to the voting booth, figure out if you're going to vote for a communist or if you're going to vote for someone who's not a communist. And the other thing is just follow the money. For some reason, never forget to follow the money. Look who's funding Nikki Haley. And look who's funding probably everybody. And figure out if they're being funded by a good person or a bad person. And that's an easy way to do it.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think?
Great call. Thank you, Mary in St. Pete. What do you think, Denise?
I think Mary needs to have her own podcast so she can mobilize some people and teach them how to do the work, because people don't do the work. They're lazy. And, you know, I remember years ago when Glenn Beck was on at 5 o'clock every afternoon on Fox.
I remember that. Yeah.
And we all went to school because he was teaching us so much. And I think that, you know, those that were paying attention learned that there are all these dark forces that are out there. And Glenn Beck was giving you the actual evidence and teaching us that evidence matters, a testimony matters, document matters, money matters, meetings matter, phone calls, visitor logs, and all those kinds of things. So Mary is right. So Mary needs to do some force multiplying here and tell people, do the work.
Indeed.
I've often said, take an issue a week, one a week, and I don't care what it is, whether it's education or whether it's, you know, getting rid of peewee football in California or whatever it is, take one issue a week and learn it. And by the end of the year, you've learned 52 new things that are really kind of terrifying is going on in this country.
Indeed, indeed. All right, let's head over to line two. We got Neil in Henderson, Nevada. Good morning, Neil. You're on with Denise.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, Denise. I have a couple of questions, quick questions, and I'm going to try to narrow my focus. But first, does Pakistan have a nuke?
Yes, I believe so, right?
Yes.
Yeah, we were talking about that earlier. Exactly, they do.
Okay, there was another question. It wasn't about Pakistan. Gosh, I forgot. I'm getting old. All right, I want to mention two U.S. senators, okay? Chuck Schumer. I like Chuck Schumer. I've been in his company two or three times. I don't want to describe the context, but I didn't have an opportunity to talk about politics. The other guy is Mitch McConnell. All right. Somebody needs to get ugly with these two guys. You know, they need to get in their face and get ugly. All right. I'm saying this, and this is my opinion. No more aid to Ukraine. Okay. No more aid to Ukraine. Let the Europeans underwrite, fund the civil war there. It is a civil war. We should have no involvement there. Period. End of story.
Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Israel, and I'll just let bounce here and I'll get off the phone. They need to stick to their strategy. Okay? It's good when Hamas comes out and the terrorist organization, when they come out and fire their guns, they're using up ammunition and they're exposing their positions. I think it's important that they just stick to their game plan. So forth and so on. Let me roll.
Very cool. Well, thank you, Neil. We appreciate the call very much.
All right, bye.
All right, take care. Denise, what do you think what Neil's talking about? There are pluses and minuses, obviously, happening in terms of support for Ukraine. But if we are going to support them, maybe we should just end it in the sense that they would end the war if they had enough.
Ukraine's in a little bit of trouble here because they're now having to ration what they have. And, you know, I understand the money. You don't want to send the money, that's fine. But when it comes to ordnance, you know, those kinds of things, I think whatever we can necessarily spare, that should go to Ukraine. But Neil mentioned other countries. Well, other countries are, in fact, stepping up. So I want to make sure that that is clear, that they are, in fact, doing that. In fact, France has sent what is called a 40-scalp long-range cruise missile to Ukraine. Germany is, as much as Germany doesn't really help up much. But right. There are other countries that are, in fact, doing that. Germany is sending money to Ukraine this year. So they are doing it, and mm-hmm. I think that's a good thing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I will also mention that France has an interesting AWACS operation. AWACS is an intelligence, it's a surveillance plane. Mm-hmm. And it is actually based in Romania, but it's got some very significant technology aboard. And they have technicians that are in the back of the plane, by the way, that is watching everything that is happening on the ground between Russia and Ukraine. Russia knows that they're there, and they're providing that information back to NATO countries and certainly back to Ukraine.
So, very cool. Yeah, very cool indeed.
A hat tip to France for doing that.
Well, of course. One more quick call here. We got Anthony in Tampa again this morning. Good morning, Anthony. We have just a little bit of time, but do you have a question or comment for Denise?
Yes, question for Denise, and good morning, Kyle. Question here is, you know, we already know this this administration is pretty much off the range as far as common sense, and the media is pretty much already noticeably left-leaning. But what is surprising, also the Southern Poverty Law Center is pretty much off the range as far as knowing who's a terrorist group and who's not. But what's surprising, Denise, is the ADL. They've totally lost touch with who is aligned with pro-Israel, and that's the Republicans. The conservative Republicans are pro-Israel, yet they've put a lot of conservative groups on their list of terrorists, which is dumbfounding. It's totally amazing. Mm-hmm. So you're in tight on that, please. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Anthony and Tampa. We appreciate the call. Yeah, Denise, we got about 30 seconds. What do you think?
Well, the Jews in the United States are very different than the Jews in Israel. Let's put it that way. The Jews in the United States are, in a lot of ways, detached from real defense and protections of Israel. They, a lot of them voted Democrat, and a lot of them still do. So, things, you know, when it comes to lobbyists and these organizations in Washington, D.C., things get watered down real fast, and a lot of bad pressure is put on groups mm-hmm. like ADL, which started off great, but not so much anymore.
Well, Denise Simon, founderscode.com, Denise Simon Experience on Facebook. Thank you so much. We'll talk to you again tomorrow morning.
Good morning. Thank you.
Good morning. Folks, Kyle Warren with you. We are coming right back.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
We are continuing through the Wednesday edition. It's Wednesday morning, everybody. We are live, and we're glad to be here. Glad that you're there, and we have so much more to talk about as we head towards the conclusion of hour number three. We got hour number four ahead of us as well. But right now, of course, this is a really great time of hour number three, as always, because we have Chris Markowski. He is the Watchdog on Wall Street. WatchdogOnWallStreet.com is the website. You can also hear Chris right here on our flagship station of AM 860, The Answer. And you can hear Chris Markowski every Saturday at 5 a.m. Eastern Time and every Sunday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, right here on AM 860. Time to talk some economics and just about everything else we can think of. Good morning, Chris.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, of course, now we're past the Iowa caucuses now, but people are still, you know, they were very concerned about the border. We know that according to some of these polls, but people are very concerned about the economy. And there's actually an article in the Telegraph talking about the Bidenomics experiment is heading towards disaster. But from the Bidenomics point of view, or the Biden side of it, they think they just haven't explained everything well enough to us yet. Is that really the problem, or is there more fundamental issues going on out there that people are experiencing?
With Bidenomics?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, in other words, it's like they have to keep telling us that, well, it's actually getting better. Things are actually good. You don't understand how good you really have it at this point, so stop complaining. That words along those lines.
I mean, I think that they've kind of done a bit of a pivot away from that because the sales job hasn't worked. At least I haven't heard much on the trail outside, maybe a little bit from Janet Yellen in regards to Bidenomics and direction. I think that people haven't bought into it, obviously, and they kept pushing it. And then you take a look at Biden's overall approval numbers, and they've just gone in the wrong direction with that. And I think that they're going to now pivot, like I expected to. They're going to pivot to Trump and whether or not he is fit for office. Seems to me the direction that they're going to be going with in regards to their campaign.
Very interesting indeed. And, you've got one particular Harvard economist talking about, having a bunch of rate cuts. Kenneth Rogoff is his name, I believe. But having lots of rate cuts is really a pipe dream along with a soft landing right now. Unless we get into some kind of recession, I guess officially, or where it would just be acknowledged, and then they might cut rates very, very quickly. But, again, it's a crystal ball kind of thing. Are we going to start seeing lots of rate cuts this year, or are they going to go sort of piece by piece, do you think?
I think we're going to see them in an election year, without a doubt. But, I don't lose sleep either way when it comes to that, or make changes in regards to what we're doing with our clients based upon that. It's like trying to, make decisions by flipping a coin or using like a magic eight ball. That's not a great way of doing things. The rates are going to come down. When they come down, whether it's in March or later on this year, I don't know. But again, trying to guess, the things that you're completely out of your control is not a great way of managing your finance.
I don't have a lot of details on this, but I have seen a couple of different things today about China and its stock market. Evidently, their GDP growth has really missed market expectations. Their economy seems to obviously continue to have issues. What are we seeing happening there? And obviously would have some effect on the global economy and by extension us.
Well, and again, I don't know who in the world actually believes any of the economic numbers coming out of China ever. Kind of harkens back to the, days of, that movie Airplane, where they were showing the news sources from around the globe, and they had the one from the Soviet Union with the gun at the side of the reporter's head. I don't trust. I've never trusted in information that comes out of that country. It's a totalitarian regime. I mean, everybody calls it the Chinese Communist Party. They're not really communist by any stretch. You really understand what communism actually is, but it's a command and control economy. And to trust the numbers that come out of there is ridiculous. I think what they said is GDP growth is around 5.2%. I highly doubt that. It's probably a hell of a lot lower than that. In these totalitarian regimes, you often have, sycophantic, people not wanting to give the boss bad news.
Well, indeed. I'm glad you mentioned that term totalitarian because, yeah, you're right. They're not communist in that regard, but they are authoritarian or totalitarian. And unfortunately, you have some people that think that kind of system actually works better, in the sense that, well, it can act for the single purpose. They can turn on a dime if they try to. It's much more murky and hard to do in our society. But I think people would rather have freedom and they'd rather have a self-determination, even if the market can be a little tricky sometimes.
Well, we have our aspects. And I actually did the podcast on this yesterday. I was talking a little bit about fascism because we love tossing that word around. The media does when it talks to Donald Trump. And it's nonsensical. Look at fascists. A lot of people point to Mussolini and Italy. And we have a lot of that, already. When it comes to, what do you think public-private partnerships is or the CHIPS Act? and shovel-ready jobs and government working, you know, hand in hand with business. That's exactly, you know, what happens in these totalitarian countries, or you want to call them fascist, whatever it may be. We're not, you know, full on in with that stuff, but we take on aspects of that nonsense ourselves, quite frankly. And I think it's, you know, not a wise thing to do. The free market works. People, you know, with this, you know, absolute type of power when it's wielded in a central way, it never works out well in the end. I mean, you might get some superficial things that are working out okay, like, okay, Mussolini made the trains run on time. You got to take a look at the side effects of everything else, to pick and choose winners and losers and the things that we're doing now. We're watching that, you know, the demonstrable effect in regards to, you know, climate nonsense and ordering car companies what cars to buy. And, you know, telling people what types of refrigerators and stoves they need to buy. None of that works out well in the end. And again, you want the free market, the magic of the free market to do its magic.
You're so right about that. And I'm glad you mentioned the EVs, because there is a new poll. I guess we can file this under the no surprise to us file. But 65% of Americans are unlikely to buy electric cars. As, of course, as we see many of these electric cars getting stranded in the bitter cold that has been sweeping over much of the country. But that's part of those winners and losers you're talking about. Hey, you're going to have to buy this particular kind of product. And yet, if the market can bring these things to where they hold a charge longer, they go farther, that, you know, needs to be more organic than mandated, don't you think?
Yeah, listen, you know, there's happy meetings. There are things that made sense. You know, it's like the folks over at Toyota, you know, understood this. Like, you're talking about the free market. When prices of gasoline first went parabolic, this was under the Bush administration, it was the first time I saw them go over $3 a gallon. That was when the first wave of the, you know, Priuses were being sold, and, you know, those hybrid vehicles that were very efficient on gasoline. And yeah, no one put a gun to Toyota's head to make those cars. They made them because people started wanting those cars because of the higher price of gas at the time. You know, you make a car that people are going to want to buy. Like right now, you take a look at the gas electric hybrids, where, okay, you plug your car in at night and then it'll get, you know, 40 miles to the charge maybe, and then you know, and after that, the gas engine kicks in. If you've got to go somewhere, you don't have range anxiety. You're not worried about your car, you know, not starting or anything like that. That makes sense. You know, that's all well and good. Not to mention the fact, you know, you people think with their electric vehicles, they don't, you know, you got to take a look at the infrastructure that's involved with that. What do you do in cities? There's so many things that are involved that you need a natural ebb and flow of things when you want to have change. You try to, you know, institute it or, you know, do this, you know, command and control. I do declare and do decree. It doesn't work out well.
You're exactly right about that. Always a pleasure. Chris Markowski, watchdogonwallstreet.com. That's the website. And Chris, we'll talk to you again tomorrow morning, sir.
You got it. Have a good one.
You too. All right. Chris Markowski, everybody. Folks, we're going to come right back after the top of the hour. Hour number three in the books. We'll open up the telephone lines. On the other side. Stay right there. Kyle Warren with you.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Young, Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.